What started as a relatively small recall of ground beef is now one of the largest ever. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced today that some 19 million pounds of beef products may be contaminated with the bacteria E. coli. The recall began a few weeks ago, but as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, it was widened today after the Centers for Disease Control confirmed a number of illnesses were caused by the same strain of bacteria.
During routine meat testing at ConAgra's processing plant in Greeley, Colorado, USDA inspectors found E. coli. That was a month after testing at another plant in Denver showed signs of contamination. So on June 30th, inspectors announced a small recall of a few hundred thousand pounds of ground beef. USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety, Dr. Elsa Morano, said at the time there were no known cases of illness from E. coli.
And so as soon as we heard about the outbreak, we just simply dispatched additional experts to that plant. And so there was no delay.
Morano responded today to claims from ConAgra that the USDA waited unnecessarily to recommend the recall. ConAgra says if they'd known earlier, they could have prevented the cases of illness. But Morano defended the delay.
What we waited for was confirmation from the Centers for Disease Control, which came on July 15th, that the pattern of the organism that they isolated from one of the patients was the same as the pattern of an organism we had isolated ourselves.
Still, the USDA said today, in the future, it won't wait. E. coli contamination of beef is not rare. The bacteria gets into ground beef when small amounts of feces are mixed in with beef trimmings. All of the meat in this recall was produced between April 12th and July 11th. Most of it bears the ConAgra label and the Greeley plant code EST969. But Morano cautioned that some meat may have been repackaged and therefore stripped of its brand and code.
We have no way of knowing for sure how much product is still in consumers' hands.
The USDA has a more complete list of recalled meat on its website, usda.gov. But because some packages don't have the telltale markings, officials are urging everyone to cook ground beef to a full 160 degrees to kill any living fecal bacteria before eating the beef. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.